Warning, we can't guarantee that this episode won't break down into discussion of the pros and cons of a no-deal Brexit. Actually, we can. We don't really care about that shit. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini-episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man-type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week, Leanne, our listener from a long time, has sent us an email. She said, "Hi, both." I think that means both you and me.
Oh, nice.
This is the UK at its best. I don't know what to say. Leanne.
Sweet. This is the first one we've had from the UK. We've had Germany.
We've had Germany, and I think that's it. Outside of the country, yeah.
UK. Oh, I get the Brexit thing now. Okay. All right. I didn't know what we were talking about from here. All right. So this story comes to us from metro.co.uk. So this is from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
I.e. not USA. Man uses dead pigeon as a weapon during street fight.
Well, they don't. They can't have guns over there.
Can't have guns. A man was filmed hurling a dead pigeon at his rival during a fight in the streets. Well, you pick up. The two men who appear to have been drinking square up against each other outside McDonald's before the fight takes its unhygienic turn. One of them wearing a jacket yells, "Mine then," at another man wearing a green t-shirt and Adidas trousers. I didn't know Adidas made trousers.
Well, that's what they call pants. They probably knew they were Adidas because they had the three stripes down.
Oh, okay.
They're like track pants, like a track suit.
Onlookers tell the man in the t-shirt to walk away, but he does not.
Of course not, because he's
drunk. Instead, he says, "You're a waste of my time," before pushing him and hitting him back. Bizarrely, the song Mambo No. 5 can be heard playing in the background as the two men have it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo No. 5.
Eventually, a mate of the man in the t-shirt, that's a friend, I guess, right? Mate of the man?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's a friend.
I don't speak English. Then the t-shirt encourages him to walk away. When he backs away from the fight and walks up the street, he picks up a dead pigeon, which is lying on the pavement. As the lyrics, "A little bit of Monica in my life," I know that song, can be heard playing, he launches the dead pigeon at his attacker.
Yeah, that's Mambo No. 5.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You sure you know that song?
I know that lyric. "Little bit of Monica in my life."
Yep.
The bird just misses the other man's head and lands on the ground behind him. Doorman Kwasi Mensah?
Sure.
Filmed the clip and posted it to Facebook, writing, "Can't believe he threw a dead bird," he said, laughing in three face emojis. Matty Egger responded online, "Poor pigeon. Done nothing. F's."
FFS? That's internet speak for fuck's sake.
Ow. I didn't know that.
You learned something today.
I've learned a lot. Ben Crummy wrote, "Imagine getting a pigeon thrown at you halfway through a scrap, lad. Ha ha ha." Chris Hathaway wrote, "Using a pigeon as a weapon is a new one for me."
Me too.
Yep. Speaking today, Kwasi Messiah said, "I work as a doorman at a bar called the Celtic Corner. I see stuff like this all the time."
This isn't Boston. It's a Celtic Corner.
Huh?
Boston is the Celtics, the basketball team, but...
Yeah, what did I say?
You said the Celtic. It's the Celtic
Corner. All right, find the fucking Celtic Corner then.
That's because, you know, this is like where the Celts came from.
Yes, I understand that, right, Joel. Okay. I made a mistake.
I know.
All right, I'm sorry.
I make sure to point those out for you.
The video comes across as quite funny, but it could have taken a turn for the worse. Luckily, it never did. If it did, though, we definitely would have stepped in. There is no word in the story after the period of never.
You're right. That was not you.
It says,
that
luckily, it never.
That was not you. That was
there's
Metro.
No verb in that.
UK. You're right. Maybe he was using it like, well, I never, but it never.
Okay.
How would you like to get smacked in the fucking face?
With a dead pigeon.
With a dead pigeon when you're keyed up and ready to punch somebody.
Well, if you can't have knives, you can't have guns, you got to find something. Either you got a rock. If you can't find a rock, you find the next thing by it. Throw a pigeon at him.
Maybe you thought the pigeon was a rock and then picked it up and it was like, could this is a little too soft. Was it squishy?
Yeah, rank.
Or was it hard?
It's kind of hard to get good velocity, too, with all them feathers. As you throw it, goes poof.
What is the velocity of a...
What's the velocity of the maximum velocity of a dead pigeon thrown from a... average human being
in a street
fight? I'm thinking about 30 miles an hour, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because as soon as you let go, it's going to go poof, and the wings are going to fly out. And
unless rigor mortis is set in, then it'll be nice and stiff.
It could be stiff then. The net would
If his neck is pointing up.
Well, we certainly appreciate
you could throw it like a dart.
You could. Well, then you'd be
with
then,
the beak pointing
out. You could do it. But then you got this motion as opposed to the full motion, and then you're not. Then you land down to like 15 tops.
But he's got the pointy beak pointing at you. So
true.
That would cause as much, if not more, yes. damage.
Well, good to know. It makes me feel a little bit better here in the wonderful state of Florida that,
you know, you think the way they talk over in England or the UK that they're more sophisticated than us.
We just have more things around us to throw at people than birds.
Yeah.
But I do love getting messages like this from across the country.
Yes,
you just
absolutely.
Made my night. We appreciate you very much, Leanne, and hope you have a fantastic week.
Yeah, thanks, Leanne.
That's our listener stories for this week, folks. If you want to hear, if you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a street fight with a dead pigeon.
Which is different than under an open drawbridge.
Yeah, because that's in the template and I didn't write anything. I just came right up with it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. Y'all have a great week.
Florida man, it might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
I don't speak English.